board went. Built marketing board went.
That was the start of things going wrong.
That was the start of things going wrong. Well, we stuck, rightly or wrongly, I thought we should all stick together. So we stuck with Milkmark. And most folk jumped ship for a penny. And then we all lost 10 pence. And the job went just downhill and we cut back. And you can only cut corners so far. We repaired where we could, but I wasn't prepared for stock to suffer. I thought if we start punishing stock, we definitely, we're not farmers anymore, we have wrong road altogether. So I did the job, I went waking up at Red Ferns Abattoir.
So when did Farmers for Action come in? It was obviously a downturn.
Well, yeah, I was getting up, milking at home, had to be at Red Ferns for 6. My cows were all milked and done. I was also worried a few calves for a guy at Tideswell. I had spare sheds, so I reared a few calves for somebody. Milked me cows, Red Ferns. He's finished between 2 and 3 o'clock. Get back, get some jobs done, milk. Go out picketing most nights. Well, we've got 3 nights a week demonstrating.
Where were you demonstrating at?
Tesco's, Muller, Hines, we did Hines 57 up the motorway.
And how many people were turning out?
Ooh, 150, 200.
Good turnouts.
Good turnout. Good turnout from Wales.
And how long did this carry on?
About nearly 2 years, wasn't it?
That long? Mm. Do you think it did any good?
No.
I remember you were famously interviewed on TV for saying, what would you say to Jack Cunningham, who was the Minister of Agriculture?
Totally misrepresented. They interviewed me in Manchester one night where we was playing football with the police. And it was just a throwaway comment that got all blown up out of proportion. We had a great night in Manchester. Police, we had a big football game going on. Great night's picketing. Great with police and great with the, I can't remember even where we was picketing. Folk, they sent food out for us and everything. Couldn't have been a nicer night. Then when it come on telly, it was when some of our lads had gone down to London and there'd been scuffles with police, which I didn't even attend. But that's where my interview appeared. As if I'd been in London having a scuffle with police.
So, can you repeat what you said?
Eh?
When they said, and what would you say to Jack Cunningham if you met him?
Do you know, I can't remember now. It was something like, I wouldn't have no say to him.
You'd headbutt him.
I'd headbutt him. I actually said something else, and the television folk put that in, because mine was more expletive than that. I said I would have kicked him somewhere.
Oh, right, okay.
And they didn't like that on the day. So they got me to say something else, which I very stupidly shouldn't have copied.
You learn, don't you?
Yeah. Mm. The press, they like to sensationalise.
Yes, absolutely.
We went to Holyhead one night to block the dogs, to stop the Irish.
Because Irish stuff was coming in.
Because Irish milk was coming in, so we went and blocked the dogs. And we was having good relations with local police. In fact, the Anglesey policeman was still talking to me and Billy Walters. And then transit van loads of riot police come. And they all sped in. And we was like looking down on them a little bit. We were just stood slightly up. And they come about, I don't know, 12 or 18 of these minibuses. And they got outside windows out. And they were shouting sheep shaggers at us. I says, what's this all about? He says, oh, the proper boys have come now, he says. I would keep my head down. And then they come, 6 van loads of dogs. Little escort vans were rocking. So Aid Anglesey copper says, well, he says, I'm in for a good biting tonight. He says, you lads are used to animals, he says, well, you all look after me. So I says, hasn't someone bite anybody? I says, he certainly won't bite me, I've just come from slaughterhouse. So I smelt nice for a dog. So Billy says, bye, he says, dogs sound nasty. I says, put your hands in your pocket and look up. Don't look at the buggers. Do not look at them dogs. I says, and don't show them no fear. I says, they'll not bite you. So Wade went there. There were thousands of us. So Wade went there. They let the dogs out, put your hands in your pockets and look up. Even if they bite you, don't look at them. They will let go of you straight away. Don't look at the dogs. Keep your hands up in your pockets. Oh, these coppers come out. And they're lining up. He says, what's going on? I says, no. And they don't got these shields. And they'll start backing the buttons. I says, they haven't filled me Zulu, are they? So we're all having a laugh about you here. And our Anglesey policemen were with us having a laugh. Then they decided to charge. This command, this beat, decided to charge. So, we're not used to all this, are we, us farmers? So farmers just opened up, let them go. Because we like polite sort of characters, aren't we? So they all went through. So then we all brought them in. He says, I don't think you were supposed to do that. I said, well, what are they doing? Well, they were trying to get from it. Well, we'd have left them if they'd have said. Well, they have done. So then they spinned us back to this fence. Then they start charging where they've got you pinned. And they're wailing hell out of folk. Farmers are stood there, wailing hell out of folk. Well, you could see one, a big ginger-haired, because he lost his hat. And he's wailing hell out. You could see this fellow's back bent up. And he's wailing hell out of him. So next thing, you see this buddy. And disappears.
This ginger bloke. He goes down.
He disappears. So then they back off, and ambulance comes, and we see him carted off, and another carted off. What's happened? Ginger, well, it sounds daft. Gossip goes through 2,000 folk in about 4 seconds. What's happened, Ginger? Is it that a fella from Gwyn Summit or other, somewhere up this Welsh Hill? He's 76. I was 76 and he says, a big young copper was hitting him. He says, he's no electric on his farm. He's still on milk, 15 cows. He says, his hands like shovels, he says. I think he got his ghoulies. He says he didn't like it. He said, but he never struck him. He just grabbed his ghoulies because he was sick. Fancy a young copper hitting a 76-year-old. He said he didn't like his ghoulies at all. And he said, what's happened to other fellas? He says, one of the dogs has bit you. So then they back off. So then all these dogs come. And they charge each dogs up, you know, drawing them back, charging them up. Hands in your pocket, flipping there, this Anglesey coppers are saying, stand in front of us, don't let them dogs, because he trained on them. He says, he knows my brute. He says, you bite me, that dog. Well, you think deep of these dogs. So then they let these dogs go after they charged them up. So I have 2,000 odd folks still there like this. And dogs go barking and carrying on and then start sniffing round and everybody's been milking and start wagging the tails and there's all this quiet. So then there's all the commotion. Get the dogs in the vans and fuck them off. Because he can do no good with them. But on the way back, these dog handlers are trying to scoop these dogs in, so they start biting the cooperative because they are starting to get feared. And apparently 9 went to hospital and the said farmers had assaulted them and they was all suffering dog bites of their own dog. Not the farmer got bit. Not the farmer, but the press, it was all over the news. As farmers had blocked Anglesey up, blocked the docks up at Anglesey, and physically assaulted 9 police. There were 9 dog bites and 1 was sore bollocks.
You know, it's like anything you get if you don't believe anything, do you, after something like that.
But it was so funny, they all come out doing all this. But when they got them fenned, they fenned them back. And once that one had got carted off, father said, we're not having this, push him back. And somebody just shouted, push him back. And they just pushed Lisa back. So they backed up. And they had another little charge. No, we're not having this. You're not coming abusing us. So they charged and they just stopped them dead. And just pushed them back another 10 yards. No physical. With people we work with cattle. You're a little policeman. So they backed up again. This fellow's, no point in charging. Not going to get anywhere. He said, well, these farmers are going nowhere. We'll have to negotiate, see what time they go home. So they negotiated for 2 o'clock. And then end up, four of them stood there till 2 o'clock. And the rest of us went home because we had a long way to come from Anglesey.
Yeah, yeah.
But police didn't do it because he said, do a phone call and then we'll block you up for days. The choice is yours. And it was all sorted, all amicably. But on the news, it sounded like there'd been a riot. But in actual fact, it had been like an amusing sort of a night.
Be great if you hadn't got your day's work as well, wouldn't it?
Yes, you could have done it for a living, really.
Yeah.
But I met the old guy, who was 76, because he was like our hero, you know what I mean? And he come round meeting everybody, because he still farmed, it was a funny old name, somewhere up on it, and he had no electric. And he said that it was equivalent, in milking 15, behind, with no electric, and his bulk tank, he just run water straight off the hillside through it, and he got like a water wheel for turning paddle, and water running through it. And so bulk tank could come, and suck his milk, but there were no electric. But he'd rigged her up on a broken down bulk tank, so water run in and one out at sleeve, right, and he'd like a little thing for turning paddle. And he reckoned that to be equivalent, with having a lot less overheads, he reckoned that to be equivalent to milking about 40, financially. Because he hadn't got the overheads.
On the cheap.
Yeah. But that's how he'd farmed, and that's how he was happy farming. And he was 76, and he was as fit a man. Apart from his face, body-wise, you'd have said he were bloody 30. Fit as a bloody fiddle. And all he'd done were moaning. They bought them Welsh lads off. They give all them Welsh lads £5 a sheep, did they? Get them off the picket line. And Welsh lads were backbone at picketing, to be fair. And they stitched one or two of them all. We were very good friends with a lot of them Welsh lads. And we'd had meetings and talks and try to come up with new ideas, you know, as to what to do. One of the lads had come up with ideas, send all kids' wellies down to London because they won't be wanting them because there'll be no farms left. So Parliament got about 20 million kids' wellies all one weekend.
Do you think it did any good?
No.